Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Runway. The Broadway. On time.
Admission $30 all night.
$10.
Seat 10 with refreshments at
the Mooresville National Guard Armory. 720 North Broad Street, Mooresville, North Carolina. Categories include grand prize, Butch Queen Sex Cyber, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $1,500. Mini grand prize number 1, Butch Queen Rogue Sense, 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $500. Mini grand prize number 2, open to all foot and eyewear, 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $500. Runway as a house, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Open to all sneaker versus sneaker, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Open to all old way versus new way, 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $100. Female figure, runway, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $100. Female figure performance, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $150. Female figure face, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $150. Big girls, triple threat, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Female figure realist, 2 trophies, 1 cash award, $100 each per trophy, plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen European Runway, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $300. Butch Queen realist with a twist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $300. Butch Queen face, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Butch Queen schoolboy realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen pretty boy realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen executive realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen thug realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. The 3rd Annual North Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, March 26, 2011.
I'll see you after the function.
The icon, James Caan, presents The Cocktail Party, Sunday, May 29, 2011. The Upscale Ballroom, 3900 Bexley Place, Suitland, Maryland. Your commentators for the night, The Icon, Jack Mizrahi, and The Icon, Selvin Caan. Your DJ for the evening, legendary Von Allure. Doors open at 10 p.m. Ball starts at 2 a.m. Be on time. Table, $125. Categories include mini grand prize, $250. Toast your favorite legend. Grand prize, $500 as a house. The nightlife. Contact information. Icon James Caan at 202-423-0420. Mother Jubal Caan at 336-491-7967. Or Mother Nicole Caan, see in person. The icon James Caan presents The Cocktail Party. It's not to be missed. Cheers.
Put your hands together on the bass. The real.
To the real.
Wait. The legendary.
The legendary. Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live back on the air for another installment of the show. And yes, it is our 2-year anniversary, bitches. I have been live on the air, honey, for 2 years running, honey. But, bitch, let me tell you something, honey. I would not be here if it was not for Tom Blumenthal. He started Blog Talk Radio for the ballroom scene, honey, and he passed it over to Andre, and Andre had his time here with us, and Andre left us and went on to do his other adventures that he was doing, and I have took it over, and I have been here, and I have been live on the air, and I have been doing my motherfucking thing, honey. And I have not stopped, and I'm not going to stop. I was going to give it up, bitches, but I'm not going to give it up. So welcome to the air, the first Blog Talk Radio co-host, Tom motherfucking Blumenthal.
Boys and Queens, presenting the Dynamic Ball DVD producer, originator of the Sneaker vs. Sneaker category, executive realness contestant, and member of the House of Lacroix, sweetie. He's either loved or hated and is broadcasting live all the way from ATL. Without further delay or hesitation, grab your nuts and squeeze your meat for the one and only Tom motherfucking Blumenthal.
Oh. Yeah, Kelly, I'm in the building.
Yes, Tom is definitely in the building. How are you doing, Tom?
I am doing fabulous, wonderful, excellent, all the above. What's the D?
Nothing much, honey, nothing much. Just chilling, honey. But Tom is definitely here live with us in the building. Before we get into Tom, bitch, girls, you know, I have been for the last 2 years, I have been giving y'all the best. I have been giving y'all the drama. I've been spilling the tea, bitch, on who was doing who and who was sniffing what, bitch. But, bitches, I ain't got nothing on my motherfucking next bitch that I'm about to bring to the motherfucking show, honey. Please give it up for the legendary tea spiller herself, Miss Rhonda motherfucking Jenkins, is in the motherfucking building.
And now, it's time for the nightly Child Please segment with the much anticipated, highly sought after, the infamous tea spiller herself. She's the former Florida Evans, reincarnated as the one and only Miss Rhonda Jenkins with Child Please.
Rhonda?
Yes!
Rhonda! Hey, Miss Rhonda, girl, how you doing?
Hey, yes, Miss Kelly girl. Congratulations, Sunny, on your 2-year anniversary.
Thank you, honey. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, honey, hold on, Miss Rhonda, before you get into your mess, bitch, because, baby, for a year and a half, bitch, my sister has been here with me, and she has ride or die, Miss Day, with me for the last year and a half, Miss Day, and me and her had our ups, and we have our downs, Miss Day, and we read, Miss Day, and she had lady nights on Wednesday night, and I would come and destroy her show, Miss Day, but she had left the show, but she still comes back in from time to time, and she makes her appearance. Please welcome to the show the legendary Aurora East Coast mother of the House of Khan, Nicole Khan.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Tom. Hi, Rhonda.
Hey, Phil.
Hey, everybody, after 2 years, how is everyone?
Yes. Lovely over here.
I'm doing wonderful.
Yes, we are here and we are live. I am so glad and happy to have Rhonda and Tom be here with us, because without Tom and Rhonda, bitch, there would be no Nicole and Kelly on Blog Talk Radio.
You know what I'm
saying? Yes.
Yeah, baby,
happy to be here.
And you know, Tom ain't no scared. So, what'd you say, Nicole? I said, you know, you're not no scared. You're not no scared. Tom really brought in the whole thing of with the Blog Talk Radio and the radio show, and you really was raw and uncut in certain situations, and there was so much publicity behind when you started the radio show. So it started for everyone after.
Well, I'm just glad to have been the person to lead the way, and I'm glad, you know, that it didn't die when I left. I'm glad that it was taken over and Kelly was able to keep it going. And, you know, I'm just glad to be a part of the reunion tonight. So it's all about y'all tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby, it's all, It's all about she. It's all about you and Rod, the honey, baby. The girls at baby. When I tell you, I have been promoting y'all for the last 24 hours, honey, and the girls have been emailing me and all types of things and all the madness, honey. They want to know what team is Rhonda has for the girls. You know, they said she's been gone, and they want to know what she had any of these functions, getting all these tea, and the girls falling in K-holes and all types of things.
Well, yes, Miss Kelly, honey, I've been hearing some low lows and some no-nos, honey. But I've been really laying low, Miss Kelly, honey. I'm trying to turn a new leaf. These days, honey, nothing's going on but the rent, okay?
Nothing's going on but the rent,
honey. And these girls out here tricking and escorting and things of that nature, honey, and not getting paid for it. Girls, do what you do, girl. I'm not going to call no names, girls, but you know who you are. But get your coin, girl. Get your coin. That's all I'm saying.
Here she goes.
Kelly, you know, I want to just give a quick shout-out to my house. Yes, I'm a member of the House of LaCroix. And I don't want anybody to get that confused because they introduced me as Tom Blumenthal, but it is Tom Blumenthal LaCroix, sweetie. So anyway, with that being said, yes, with that being said, I hope that the children will fall through Richmond, Virginia next month for the legendary function that will take place.
Yeah, I know that's right. The girls will definitely be in the building, honey. Yes, I will definitely be in the building for the LaCroix function, sweetie, honey. Yes, honey. The girls are definitely going to be up in the building. So, Tom, I need to ask you a question, Tom. When you first started Blog Talk, did you ever think that we was going to be here after this for so long doing this?
You know, to keep it all the way real, I did not think that it was going to go this long. Like, I didn't think, I really thought, and not because it was a bad thing, like, I didn't think anything bad about y'all, but I just figured, you and Andre would probably do it for a while and y'all would get tired of it and, leave it behind and move on to bigger and better. But the fact that it's still going on 2 years later, I think really shows, just the longevity that you all have and what you do. And the fact that people respond to it and they actually like it, so I'm really happy about that. But I never thought it would take off like it has.
Yeah. And it has took off, honey. Girls have came and girls have gone, honey. But at the end of the day, Tim the Chop is still here, and the bitches have tried to get me to go, honey. But baby, I ain't going nowhere, honey.
Yes. Tell him you're staying, Miss Kelly. You're staying.
Yeah. But baby, I definitely do. I didn't mention her name, and I wasn't going to mention her name, but somebody just sent me over IM. I was going to wait until she graces the buildings to definitely bring her on the line, honey. Because baby, I keep telling y'all girls, honey, I sent out to everybody for everybody to take, and they want to advertise their ball, they want to advertise anything, to definitely hit me up to take and advertise. So, the money that we make from the advertisement, I don't want you girls to just think that it's just going anywhere. It goes back into it. The first year of doing this show, Jasmine was paying for everything. She was paying for everything. Now that we have girls that's coming up here like on Walk For Me, like they do on Walk For Me, and they can advertise their balls, we take that money and funnel it back into the show so the show could definitely be advertised and definitely have all the features and be able to call people and everything. But without this lady doing that and being a part of that for the first year and seeing that this was something great and that this was going to go someplace, we would not be here. So without further ado, I would like to bring on my legendary sister. Oh, no, not yet. Not yet, honey. What's going on, honey? They said she's not ready, honey. The switchboard says she's not ready yet. She's not ready yet. But I was going to bring her on, but they said she's not ready. But I waited
well,
for
I'm
the
ready,
icon.
Girl. I'm ready. Oh.
Well, bitch. Give me what you got, honey. Give me what you got.
Honey, some feed just trickled in, honey. What is this about Selvin being kicked out of con? Is that true?
It tried to happen, but it didn't happen. It backfired on the girls. The girls tried to kick her out, and the girls got booted.
Yes, I love it, honey. Okay, on to the next. I'll drop in and out as we go.
Yes, honey, but we are definitely here, and it's so much
madness.
Was
that just my team, Ms. Jenkins, just spilled like that?
Yes, that was a piece of y'all tea. That was a piece of y'all tea, honey.
I'm in here making the gravy for my pork. So,
wait.
Did the chickens just decide to start with me?
You told no,
me. She said she had the it, first. She said her first thing for the night. So,
no. It was no shade, chill.
I love the chickens. She said, well, the first tea of the night.
Honey, since you're here.
Yes.
You can clear that up, all right. You were
right.
Here.
Okay.
Hey, you know what, Kelly?
And all you girls is on the phone lines, and y'all out there. Miss Rhonda is live on Yahoo. So, honey, so if you got some gushy tea, Miss Stanger, and you want to send it over to Rhonda, she's definitely on Yahoo. So definitely send it over to her, because you know she is spilling the tea, honey. Bitch,
all
this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, mm-hmm. girl. Some of you girls
yeah.
that's just tuned into the radio don't know about the radio mistake. Miss Rhonda was the tea spiller before there was a Kelly on the call.
Yes, ma'am, honey, and let me just say, she's going to be here for a limited time only, honey, so you know the tea. If you've got the tea, send it to me, and I got the tea. That's IGOTTHETEA at Yahoo.
Kelly, I just wanted to say real quick, speaking of the commercials, I was just wondering who made that Carolina Awards Ball commercial. My goodness, that thing is like 5 minutes long. I mean, commercial is supposed to be 30 seconds to a minute.
Because the commercials, it's like all the we let them advertise their grand prizes and their mini grand prizes, and North Carolina Awards Board have so many grand prizes and mini grand prizes. That's why it was so long.
I almost went to sleep and woke back up and went to sleep again listening to that.
Oh shit!
And that's no shade to the people in Carolina, but I'm glad to see y'all are doing the commercials. You know. We started the commercials also way back when we were doing the show 2.5 years ago, and DJ Mike Q at the time made my commercials. So I got to give a shout out to DJ. In fact, DJ Mike Q not only made my commercials, but he made my intro and Rhonda's intro. So shout out to DJ Mike Q.
Yes, a big shout out to DJ Mike Q, honey. A big shout out to all my girls that's in the chat room, that's everybody that's listening, and to everybody who's on the phone lines, because y'all know that this is real, honey. And since we started the new year, we haven't been on Wednesdays, honey. So it's rare that we on a Wednesday, but it's just the anniversary, so we had to be on, and I had to find one. Mind you, I was sitting here and I was saying, I need to get Tom so I can get him on the show. And lo and behold, Tuesday night when I'm about to do the show, Tom IMs me when I'm trying to find Tom's number. So God works in a good way, honey. And I want to send out, before we get into all the mess and the drama, I definitely want to send out my prayers to Jermaine Flatbush, Mizrahi family. Tonight was his funeral, was his home-going service, and the service was so packed. The church was so big, it was no sitting room at all. Everybody had to stand up when the people still continued to come in, and it was so beautiful, and it was just excellent home going service. My prayers go out to him and his family. Much
and
love
me,
to him and his family.
Wait, before you go into that, I want to also give my condolences to Cabbage. I didn't get an opportunity to tell you I'm so sorry to hear about your mother. I knew how close you were. I love you. God bless you, and you're always in my prayers.
Yeah, and I just want to ditto that about Jermaine. I actually did not know Jermaine had passed away or died, whatever happened. I still don't know the circumstances, but I heard about that today. I was talking to somebody on the phone, and I was completely shocked. I mean, it totally blew me away. So, you know, my prayers are definitely with him and his family, and I'm really sad to hear that terrible news.
Yes, honey. But I waited for the icon. The icon.
Let me ask you all something first. Let me say, Miss Jenkins, what was the most funniest and memorable moments you had on this show in the last 2 years? Because I got one that's so funny. But what you got?
Chill, you put me on the spot, honey. I can barely remember 2 weeks most of the time, Chill. And you want to say 2 years?
Yeah.
Well, what you got, girl?
All right, I'll tell you my favorite one. Everyone knows my favorite one was when Sanaya got on this phone and said she had spurs and things and all types of necklaces and things like that and shoes. And she said these girls walk around here with these heels and rid a tat, tat, tat. And what was that? That was the most. Sanaya brought this show together, dog. She went down. And it was over. That was a real, real favorite moment of mine with Sanaya. Sanaya has a lot of favorite moments of coming on this show. Where is Sanaya? You couldn't get your cousin Kelly?
No, Sanaya's busy. I tried to get her, but she's busy, Emmy. She's busy.
Yeah. You know, a lot has changed over the last 2 years, Kelly. I mean, people have come and gone. This show is like The View, you know. People leave The View on TV, and Barbara Walters is still there, still hanging on.
Come through. Yeah, the girls have tried many things. The girls have tried many and many things to get me off the air, honey. The girls have called Blog Talk. I have Blog Talked and everything. Blog Talk have came and sat in and listened on the show and everything. Bitches, I'm not going anyplace. The girls say I'm Jerry Springer and everybody else is Oprah. But, bitch, if I'm Jerry Springer and they Oprah, bitch, I'm doing hell of a good, bitch.
Yes, bitch.
Because I'm still here,
right,
honey.
Ooh, honey, speaking of trying it, they tried it with that other year for Marco.
Ooh. Well, the girls did read about that on Monday. They wanted to know how did Marco win Chicago's Finest of the Year.
Wait a minute, what did he win? What did they give that?
He won Chicago Finest of the Year. And the girls wanted to know how did he win Chicago's Finest of the Year, and he doesn't work anything. He's just a ball promoter.
They're still carrying in the mid-mess.
Some things never change.
Oh, yes, the mid-mess is definitely carrying on, honey. Maybe we'll have some callers call in from the mid-mess tonight, honey. You know, they call in, honey, and they be having a lot going on over there in the mid-mess. Miss Tayana Milan and Miss Shasha the Destroyer Herrera. They be having a lot of things going on over there, honey.
Call about you. Call about.
Some things never change as much as it does. Something
it doesn't. It continues. It goes on and on and on and on. But all you callers out there that's on the phone lines, and y'all just sitting here and y'all holding on the phone lines like y'all do on Monday and Tuesdays, honey, y'all could definitely feel free to definitely press 1, and y'all could talk to Rhonda and Tom. They're here for a limited time only, honey. And you know, honey, it has to be something hot, honey, if we have Tom and Rhonda on the phone, because they don't really call in that often, honey. So feel free to definitely press 1, and definitely send your IM over to Yahoo, to me, or you can send them over to Rhonda if you got the key, honey.
Yes, and if you call it with nothing or nothing at all, just say, just listening, and we'll accept that and move right along.
Oh, hold on, honey. Here we go, honey. It's my legendary sister. It's definitely on the line, calling all the way from the windy city of the mid-mess. It's the legendary Tayana Milan is on the phone lines. How you doing, sister?
How you doing? Hi, Rhonda. Hi,
you.
Nicole. Hi,
Nicole.
I just got one question. Now, in your introduction, does it say grab your nuts and squeeze your meat?
Yes, it does.
Oh, wow.
And anyone who's had time knows exactly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, I was just calling because I was listening.
So, Tayana, what's going on in the mid-mess?
And we cleaned it up. It's no longer the mid-mess anymore, Rhonda.
Oh,
you know, you
got
to
go
back.
Tayana,
who's promoting the Midwest Awards Ball this year?
Who's what?
Who's promoting the Midwest Awards Ball this year?
Oh, me. That'll be me.
Oh, okay. Well, I may just have to fall through for a special guest appearance.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't been to Chicago in a couple of years now, so maybe I'll make a fall through.
Well, don't forget to get Goddess on your side, though.
Get who?
Goddess on your side.
Goddess?
Yes, get her on your side when you're in the mid-mess. And, Tayana, if you would, please, can you give me your best chill, please?
Chill, please. Well, I was just listening. Go ahead, sister, put me back on. You know I'm going to jump in and out.
Okay. Yes, honey, you know, Tayana jumping out, but she got some tea, honey. You know, there's a lot of things going on in the mid-mess, honey. The girls are getting ready for next weekend in the mid-mess.
Oh,
So, Kelly, I'm hearing that they've put together this panel of so-called icons that have the power to deem and undeem who's legendary this and legendary that. And, you know, some things, you know how I am, honey, some things I have a problem with here and there, and, you know, I don't mind letting my opinion be known. But that panel, honey, is scandal as far as I'm concerned. Just
well, why do you think the panel is scandal? Do you mean it to
anybody? No, because to me, it's all about control and power. It's not about who has what status and who shouldn't be and who should be. It's about a few people that want to control the ball of being still. And that's, to me, my opinion. That's what I think it is.
Okay.
They don't want to recognize people who really made it a contribution. You know, it's still the same old. They want to reward their girlfriends. Charles Barton.
Well,
Honey, you know, it's, you know, I have no hold balls, honey. I don't hold my tongue. Spill the tea.
Well, honey, I said the panel, so that will be all inclusive. Whoever is on it.
Oh, shit. Well, hold on, we got a private caller, honey. Private caller, you're live on the air of the 2-year anniversary show. How you doing?
What's up? Hey, Tom, who are you talking about?
Who are you?
My name's Jeffrey.
Hello?
Yeah, please.
I don't know if he's still on the phone or on the line, but caller, if you're on the panel or whoever you know that's on the panel, that's who I'm talking about.
Oh, shit. Thank you for the caller.
I'm sorry, the committee, whatever they call it, the committee, the panel.
Well, baby, if anybody's out there and you're on the, hold on. We have another caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly.
Huh? Yes.
Yeah, Tom. Yo, Tom.
Go ahead.
Welcome. Hello.
No, Kelly. Kelly, you don't have to welcome me at all. Yo, Tom, this is Tony, yo. Let me tell you something. I don't give a damn about no power. I don't deem my girlfriend. I have not deemed nobody. And I am one of the people that's on that panel. So, therefore, your opinion is just like I said Monday. It's more like an asshole, yo. So that opinion is just not going to be in. I am one of the people that's on that damn panel. Like I just said before, nobody. The demon that got the ball scene the way it is due to the comic.
It's due to the what?
The commentary, Tom. I think he said the commentary.
Oh, okay. I thought he said the commentators. I couldn't tell. Well, okay. I mean, I'm not sure what he wanted me to say to that. I disagree with it, but okay, whatever.
Okay, thank you, Uncle Tony, for calling in. The next caller is another private caller. We have another private caller that's calling in. Hold on.
See, the thing is, Kelly, and this is the same problem that we had back when I used to do my show. I mean, I don't know why certain people that's in the scene, whatever their status is, however long they've been around, you know, somehow that's supposed to matter and people are supposed to not be able to say how they feel. And that just doesn't fly with me. And, you know, I took a lot of heat for that. People didn't like me for it. And I really don't care, and I still don't care.
I know that's right. Probably calling you live on the air.
Yeah. Yes,
you're on the air, baby.
Yeah, I was wondering if Tom was going to call my aunt.
Hello?
Yeah.
Tom, okay, I guess not.
What did he say, Kelly?
Anybody that's out there on the phone line, if you have any comments, questions, or concerns.
Did y'all hear what he said? I couldn't understand what he said.
Hold on, I think he said something about pulling her.
Very, I thought he was
going to do it. Tom, you're still ruffling feathers, honey. You've only been here in here 6 minutes.
I know,
here.
Y'all. We've been back for 15 minutes, and feathers getting ruffled already. But, you know, it is what it is.
Well, at least you're consistent, Tom.
I'm consistent. There you go.
Baby, Tom definitely ruffled some feathers, honey. He definitely ruffled feathers, honey. I know that's right, honey.
You girls just on the phone lines, y'all can feel free to definitely press 1 and call in here, honey. And we're here. We're live on the air, baby. Please, don't be afraid to definitely call in and feel free to definitely press 1 at this time. But hold on. Tony is calling back in, and we have a bunch of other callers calling back in. But it is 11:45, and I have to pay some bills because this show is not free. I'll be right back after these words from the House of LaCroix.
Models, guest list. Just do your best, darling. La Croix, sweetie. La Croix. La Croix. La Croix, sweetie. La Croix. Sweetie, 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 sweetie. Darling, you are a fabulous, wonderful individual. And remember, I've known you longer than your daughter.
Champers are at you, Pat.
Lovely, sweetie.
Should we finish off the balloon, or should we have some smoked salmon and nibbly things?
Oh, whatever, sweetie.
All right, we'll finish off the balloon.
The House of Christian LaCroix presents A Day in the Life of LaCroix, March 19th. Location, the Skateland of Richmond, 5512 Hall Street, Richmond, Virginia. Admission, $30 all night. Tables on sale for $200. Start time, 12 midnight. Your commentators for the evening, Jack McGrahi, J. Manolo Blahnik, and Kevin Prodigy. Your DJ, Vaughn Allure. Free show featuring Raquel Lord Balenciaga and Sasha Sanchez Garcon performing. Legendary Femme Queen performance is now $500. All-American Runway has been added. Vogue Femme, $100. Butch Queen Teen Realness, $100. Femme Queen performance, $200. Butch Queen Sex Siren, $100 for each winner. Streetwear, $200. Female Figure Realness, $200. Best Dressed House, $200. Labels, $250. Butch Queen Runway, $500. Legendary Runway, $500. Female Figure Space, $1,000. Best Dress, $1,500. Categories and host hotel information can be found at lavishlacroix.com. The House of Christian LaCroix, bringing you all a ball experience never seen before. LaCroix, sweetie. LaCroix.
We are back live from our commercial. That was the House of Christian LaCroix commercial, and their house ball is in coming up next month in Virginia, in Richmond, honey. Be there, honey. And if you want to advertise your ball or advertise yourself, honey, feel free to definitely hit up Legendary Kelly Mizrahi at yahoo.com or Tansel or Chops at yahoo.com, and we'll send you over all the information that you need to send over so they can have yourself or your ball advertised on the show. How you doing? Yes, but we are back live, honey. I don't know what happened. Tony hung up. Maybe Tony will call back in, and we are definitely get
Kelly, let me make something clear real quick, because I don't want the girls to try it. But the opinions that I'm expressing are those of Tom Blumenthal and not representative of the House of LaCroix or any other member of the House of LaCroix. I'm speaking solely for myself. So that needs to be said and said clearly. So the girls don't get it confused. I'm speaking for Tom. Okay. And I don't... I don't hold back. Don't know what I give. I mean, what it is what it is. And it's just that simple.
Okay, honey. Y'all heard it here, honey. Y'all heard it here. Everybody that's on the phone lines, Tom and Rhonda is here. Definitely feel free to definitely press one. As in the chat room, if y'all have things to say, please put them up in the chat room, and we'll definitely get them on air. Everybody that's on Yahoo, you can definitely hit me up at Legendary Kelly Mizrahi at yahoo.com and get the motherfucking madness started. Don't be afraid, honey. I keep telling girls to stop holding your motherfucking tongue, honey, if you got something that's on your chest. Let's get it out. This is the time to get it out.
But tell me, I wanted to correct you something. You said earlier a year and a half. You're wrong. It's a year and like 10 months. This is the anniversary. This is February. That was April. Because I don't remember February and I don't remember March. But I remember April, May. Going in every your birthday, going into Sonati's birthday. I remember I was there for the feast. It's 1 year, 10 months. Sweet.
Okay, well, one year and 10 months, honey. Nicole, give me one of your highlights of your 1 year and 10 months of being on the air.
Oh, God. My, as in, what do you mean, the highlights of the show of me and my mouth, what part?
The highlight, your highlights of your mouth, your highlights of the show, whatever you want to highlight.
I already said that Shania is one of my favorite. One of my bold, like, scariest highlights was you and Stewart. Like, I really gagged, like, ooh, I was gagging with that. And y'all was going back on that. I think that was one of my bold, scary highlights because, you know, you were very bold and you expressed what you had to say, and Stewart did the same. What else will be a really, it's another one. This with Andre. It's another one when he called, got at them.
I'm Miss Rhonda. You never answered, and Tom, you never answered either.
I didn't, honey. But there were several times. So, Miss Kelly, I used to love when you called in and had me cackling, honey, on each and every time. So I would be like, well, Miss Kelly, you've been blocked, girl. And then you'd be like, well, that's fine, honey. And then you would call in and read.
Yes, honey, yes. We definitely did have some motherfucking time on Serve the Kids, honey. Yes, Serve the Kids was definitely some time, honey.
You know, and I have to be honest, I did not really listen to the show that often. After I left my show and left the scene, I really left it completely because I just, you know, I was doing my thing as far as work-wise, and I just really was, I didn't have time for it. And I only made special appearances at certain balls to support people that, you know, I was close with and really respected in the scene. So I would only listen to your show when it was something major popping, like if it was a major function and, you know, it was really popping off, I went to catch up on what was going on. Then I would come on and listen. But for the most part, I was really away from all that was going on with the scene. So I don't really have too many memories from, you know, over the last 2 years since you guys have been
on.
Tom.
She was talking about from our show. Our show, Tom.
Oh. Yes.
Two of my most memorable shows was, first of all, the expose on RR, which had to be one of the top greatest shows that we had.
I remember that show, Carly.
And what was the other show when BBQ came on and the whole POCC scandal was erupting? When that broke, that broke on my show. So those were the two most memorable shows that I have, and certainly they were the most, they had the highest ratings, I believe, of all the shows we did. Oh, and one of the other shows that we did was an interview we did with Tracy Africa.
Oh, yes, Tom. That was
yes, I remember that. Since you said POCC, I let it let those girls know those queens are working at another agency. How long before that agency fall? Ooh, excuse me. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know I said that on here. Sorry. But, honey, let me give you my highlights for Serve the Kids. My highlights for Serve the Kids was, you know, when I used to come on, honey, and as soon as I start speaking and started reading, honey, Tom would hang up. But I would be on point, bitch, because I would be, you know, I had 3 cell phones, honey. I'd be in queue on the next cell phone after he hung up on me on the first cell phone.
Yeah.
That was my highlights for Serve the Kids, honey. My highlights from Tears of Chops would definitely have to be with me and Stewart going at it. That would definitely have to be one of my other highlights, with me and Stewart going at it. Another highlight was season 2 when Nicole started Ladies Night, and I came up there and ruffled all those ladies' panties, honey.
That wasn't a memorable moment, bitch. That was a moment.
That's how your show really took off, Kelly, because look at the people that you've had on since we left. I mean, you had Shania, you had Stewart. And we never had those people on my show. So that just shows that, you know, Tears or Chops really took it to the next level as far as I'm concerned.
Well, they
didn't
like you,
though. Well, that's true. They probably didn't.
It wasn't that they didn't like him. It wasn't that they didn't like him, Rhonda. It was that you got to know what to say to get a bitch up here on the line, bitch. You give a bitch too much. And the girls, and this is what I realized in the 2 years, the girls read the shows down, and they don't like the shows and everything. But the girls are always on the phone lines, and they're listening. And if you say the right motherfucking thing, that bitch will press one, and she'll be out here, and you'll get your exclusive interview.
But see, you know what? I was the kind of host that I wasn't that pressed to get a bitch on my show. I mean, the show was what it was. It was the show to be on. So if you was really doing it like that, you would want to be on the show anyway. And if you was, you know, if you thought it was that for you and you didn't come on the show, well, bitch, that was your loss as far as I was concerned, because we were doing just fine with or without whoever did or did not come on the show.
I know,
so
that's right.
Yeah.
Hey, is this my girlfriend, Miss Keisha, live on the air, honey? Is this Keisha?
Yeah.
Hey, Keisha, what's going on, girl? How you doing?
First, I want to say hi, Kelly. Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
Welcome back, Paul.
Hi.
And hello, Miss Rhonda Jenkins. Hello.
What's up?
This is my girlfriend, Keisha, honey. She's been a frequent 2-year listener, honey. She's another one of my legendary girls in the chat room, honey, for being in the chat room and being on the phone.
Yes. Welcome through. Welcome, Keisha. I'm glad I'm here to meet you.
I just want to say, first, congratulations to you. I've been listening to the show ever since you guys took over when Tom and Rhonda was on the show. I think you've come a long, long, long way. Do you? Keep your head up. Stay positive. And yes, you are forces to be reckoned with. And don't let none of these nasty queens or whatever try to put you down, because, Kelly, you are going to be something. Okay? Whatever you do, just keep your head up. And remember, keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
Yes.
Goddamn.
What brought with Paige?
My most memorable moment, Kelly, was when Cabbage was reading Maurice Prodigy, and she said everything she could possibly say, that if I ever see him anywhere around, he's going to be chopped meat or chopped liver. One of them. And I have another one. Nicole, my Kiki, when you say something and Nicole always have an antic or something, when she go, I'm like, that damn Nicole. She gotta go. God, I love your show. I love your show, and Kelly, you better not leave. Can't leave. You gotta keep it going.
She wasn't going nowhere from the beginning.
You gotta keep it going. Kelly, you gotta keep it going.
Yes.
What would she do without the show? She had nowhere to run her damn mouth.
I'm not going any place, honey. I'm gonna still do the show, honey. But I'm definitely working on Kelly Uncut.
Yes, come through.
Oh yeah, with Ballroom Throwbacks. I forgot.
Yes, honey. Kelly and Ballroom Throwbacks presents Kelly Uncut, honey. And it's going to be me live behind the camera, honey, interviewing the girls, giving y'all all the dish and everything, honey, following the girls around the ballroom and saying, and you know,
you
I like to go to Alegria and things,
okay,
honey, and my red light catching the girls doing their things they be doing. Honey, yes, honey.
Yes.
But I definitely want to thank you for Keisha for definitely calling in.
Thank you.
Anybody else that's on the phone live, please feel free at this time to definitely come up here and tell me your highlights from my 2 years of being on the air, or Tom's time for being on the air. Please feel free to definitely press 1 and definitely come up here and definitely give me your highlights, honey. The floor is open. The floor is definitely open to you to definitely do that. So please don't be afraid to press 1, honey. We live, we here, and we on the air, honey. And it's a Wednesday night, girls. Y'all know, honey, I don't be on the air on Wednesday night, bitch. So y'all bitches, let's get this motherfucking shit cracking, bitch, honey. Please.
Yeah.
Because y'all know I could be in the bed right now watching American Idol.
Kelly, let these girls know we have a lot of time. I think Rhonda may have about 15 more minutes, and then I have to bounce with her. I got to take this bitch back to the bus station.
Yeah,
Mexico.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Because I've been undercover when working for TSA jail, helping these children, setting them up. Oh, shout out to all the girls that made it out to Alegria. A lot of you girls didn't make it.
Oh, wait, hold on. I see my other co-host, and he is live on the air. Everybody, please welcome my ballroom reporter, the legendary father himself, the legendary Rodney Milan, is now on the phone lines with us. Hold on.
Good morning.
Hey, Rodney.
What's going on, Rhonda? How are you?
I'm fine. That's my first love, Jill.
Well, it's anniversary time. Nicole's on here.
I'm right
here. Yes,
now.
Nicole is definitely here.
What's going on, Nicole? Tom, Rhonda.
What's the tea?
Nothing much. Just getting in, settled in.
Oh, it's kind of late. He's just getting in, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. They got to be up shortly.
I think I'm going to the introduction. Oh, I want the Nicki Minaj for the Ike McQueen, Alexander McQueen. Hello. I like that. I like that. It makes me feel young. That's right. Hello. Yeah. I like that.
I'm going to fuck you up, buddy. Hold on, y'all. We got a bunch of callers, honey. Kurt, you're live on the air on the anniversary show.
What's up?
What's going on? How are you doing?
I'm about to move. One which is when you read Stuart and when you read the legendary film queen performance.
Oh, yes, I did. Go fast.
I got that on my iPhone.
Yes, I was trying to download it to the switchboard, honey. So we would have definitely had it up here, honey. But she be carrying it all, honey.
You shouldn't be acting on
himself. Honey, she be carrying it on. You got any other moments?
And when you and Sonai was going at it.
Oh, yes, definitely. Love my cousin, honey, but she can see it sometime, honey.
She's going to say and turn your pussy out, dog.
Yes,
so,
honey.
Rodney,
thank you, Kurt, for definitely calling in.
You were
Rodney, who's the latest
boo?
I was just asking Rodney who the latest boo is. or are.
Well, really, Tom, you're trying it?
Kelly, let's move to the callers.
They will remain nameless, but Kelly knows who it is.
Oh, now what state are they in? That's the question.
Rhonda?
She's not going to answer that question.
All right.
The next question you have is a private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello. I remember, like, a memorable moment when, like, folks would always fall asleep on the phone and start snoring. And she would sound like that pig from Charlotte's Web.
Who was she talking about?
I'm talking about you, Nicole.
Oh, she said Nicole fell asleep on the show.
No, Nicole. She would fall asleep on the phone and she would,
what
like,
who was that? Snoring. I've never felt, oh my gosh, she got wrong memorable moments. I've never fell asleep on the phone. I spoke too much to fall asleep on the phone. I'm
but
smoking
then,
and doing
Kelly,
other
but then it was Kelly. But then it was Kelly. It was one of y'all.
Oh, I never fell asleep on a phone, period.
Kelly never fell asleep on a radio show.
You sounded like the pig from Scarlet's Web.
I guess you must be telling yourself, baby. That's what it was. How you doing, honey?
Do you have a memorable moment when you came up here making a statement like that and
not
living the fuck up?
Buddy, y'all go ahead and talk about yourself. I got to see what the fuck is going on with the iCard. Hold on, y'all talk, and I'll be right back.
Rhonda?
Bonnie, before you came up here all of that, what was your memory of mama?
Rhonda?
Yes.
Making sure you're there.
I was over here shaving my face because, like Mariah,
I'm gonna fuck her up. I'm not gonna take this. No, I'm not.
Just from Blog Talk Radio, period. All the times when people are trying to guess who Rhonda is or was or whatever, that's definitely one of my moments when they're trying to pinpoint who she is. We've heard her voice and all this. And then I had another one was when Kelly and Janice was going at it.
Janice.
Yes, that was a moment right there. And when Andre, that was like his first time really like blatant, like just going off on me.
Yes.
Saying he was mad at me for the $10,000 ball.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was a moment for me.
Oh, and those times Milan used to call in, she.
Oh, my God. Rhonda. Where is Milan?
Where is Milan, honey? Somebody tell Milan that we're talking about him on the radio, honey, so you can call in here, honey. Y'all know how y'all girls do, honey.
She's listening.
Oh,
shit.
Hold on.
Oh,
my. Has Jaquan
been on?
Where's Jaquan? Where's Jasmine?
Hold on, honey. We might have Milan. Oh, wait, hold on. No, that's Tiana. Tiana, you're live back on the air.
Wait a minute. Hey, Father, but after all these years, I still don't know who the hell Rhonda is.
Oh, shit.
See?
I think we should have a T-shirt made, honey. Who in the hell is Rhonda Jenkins? I'm Rhonda Jenkins, and I support
with
Rhonda.
With the real Rhonda, please stand up.
Hold on, Tayana. Don't go no place. Don't hang up, Tayana. Hold on.
And now,
oh, there you go.
The icon himself.
But definitely.
Andre Mizrahi.
Hello, live
everybody.
On the air on the 2-year anniversary show. How you doing?
How y'all doing?
What's going on, Andre?
What's the G, Andre?
Same shit, different day. How y'all doing?
Child,
what you doing? Driving in the car?
Yeah, I'm actually driving. I was coming from Stewart. I was driving back home, yep.
Oh, okay. Patel. I'm all in your background. See, you got to be a background girl. Mm.
I know that's right.
What's the G, Andre?
Shit, happy anniversary, radio, blog, talk, radio, and shit.
We got Tom on the line, we got Rhonda on the line, we got Nicole on the line, and we got Rodney on the line, and Tayana's on the line.
Is there any tea, Andre?
Huh? Is there any tea? Where's Nanesha?
We were just talking about your child, Milan.
What about Milan?
What are you doing now? We want Milan on his phone because the girls were talking about him lifting weights and that his butt is getting so big and hot. So I want to tell him. So to tell him that the girls, Milan, they got your butt on his radio and you need to get up on him.
Our question that we would ask everybody, Andre, is what was your favorite highlights of being on the show?
It was a few highlights for me. I guess some of the messy moments was highlights. Some of the important. It was a little bit of everything. It was a little bit of people gagging that a bitch would jump on the phone line in 2 seconds and read somebody back. It was a lot of shit that just caught me off guard that I love. So I can't really just say one thing.
I know that's right.
Andre, just for you, do you remember you read everyone on the show, like, including, like, the Mrs. and, like, all your kids and stuff?
Yeah, I definitely remember that. I need to remember that for tonight.
Do you remember how mad you were when everybody had paid your ball last year?
No, I was not mad for
that. Is that the reason why you left the show?
Okay,
who the fuck is this?
We're not going into that.
I mean, bitches like you get on the line and talk stupid, you stupid hoe.
I'm sorry, Andre. I said that. She works for me. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Well, Kelly.
Yes.
Kelly.
Yes.
My time has come to an end, Jill.
Before your time comes to end, honey, I have to bring my sister on before your time comes to end, honey. Because without her and Tom and their relationship, honey, me and Andre probably would have never got on Blog Talk, honey. So let me bring her on, honey, before you leave, honey. So welcome to the show, the legendary Jasmine Couture, honey.
You love him.
Yeah.
Or capital H-I-N-N-N-N. Put your paws up, because you were born this way, baby.
Hey, bro.
Hello.
Jasmine, you're live on the air.
Hey.
Hey, Jasmine.
Hey. Hey, Jess.
Hi, everybody. How's everybody doing?
Hi, Jasmine.
Hi,
Nicole.
Hey,
Andre.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah. Hi.
I've been doing me.
Okay, that's short and simple. No problem.
Very simple.
Right.
And short.
No, that's right, honey.
Yes, yeah. Well, honey,
how's everybody
with you
been?
Kids,
how's everyone been? Why is everyone quiet? This is the anniversary show. Y'all bitches better start speaking. I mean, broadcast. This is good. Mm.
I've been missing a lot of stuff, so I need like a whole 6 months recap in the next, 5 to 10 minutes.
Kelly, do your damn job. Yes, I am in the line. Well, the girls in the chat room, Jasmine came on, honey, and they get, somebody said they memorable moment, honey, is when Jasmine read Milan, honey. They got another memorable moment, honey, when Kelly was reading about the bed bugs mistake, honey, and they gave the ready to tell Jasmine I love her new hair color. It's sickening, bitch.
Thank you.
But it has been so much. It has been so many ups and so many downs with the show, honey. Girls have came and girls have gone, honey, but we are still here. And I'm just thankful that Tom started Blog Talk and passed it over to Jasmine and Andre. And Andre asked me to come be a part of the show with them. And then Andre left to go do his dancing thing on television and pass the show on to me. I'm just thankful for all of that and to having the opportunity to definitely to come sit here for 2 years and be here and, spill all my drama and everything with the girls. Bitch, honey, bitch, it don't get no motherfucking realer to me, bitch. I ought to host the motherfucking show from jail, bitch. Now you know I'm a bad bitch. How you doing?
Yes.
I do want to bring some of that up as far as Rhonda. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. No, I was cutting you off.
Oh no, Jill. I was just gonna say it's lovely to have you here and to hear your voice, Jill. But I got to get out of here, honey. Fucking with you, girls, Jill. The date has arrived and he can't hear me like this, Jill.
So I'm going to say, just remember, girls, when the kids tried on your thumb and your heart on dying, give them a little child and tell them,
Rhonda, for definitely being a part of the show with us, honey.
Okay, you guys. I love you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Shelly, I have about 5 minutes left, too, as well.
Okay. Go ahead, Jasmine. Say what you was going to say.
I do want to say that for the past couple of months, I've been really focusing on Jasmine and handling Jasmine's business and things of that sort. So Kelly has definitely been keeping the show, you know, aboard and keeping things flowing, you know, so I'm really proud of her. There was a time when it was always, you know, her and I on topics and her and I on guests and her and I on, you know, what we were going to do and things of that sort, but she's been handling and holding it down for the past couple of months on her own, and I'm, you know, real proud of her. And that happened to be one of my memorable moments is that phone call that I got from her before the show started stating that I'm in jail, but I still want to do the show.
Yes, Teddy, you know, I could not do the show, honey, baby, you know, baby, I couldn't let my people down, honey. I had to be here for them, honey, incarcerated or not, honey. I had to give them my time, honey, and I gave the girls my time.
So, Kelly, you telling me you said at the motherfucking farm, I mean, at the farm all that time?
Baby, I was in the cell, honey. They put me in the cell, honey, and they put me in the cell right on time, honey. It was 10:50, they put me in the cell, honey. I called Jasmine, and she called Nicole, and they said that they was going on the air, and Nicole went on the air and started the show and was doing the show, honey, and then we hung up on Nicole, and I told Jasmine, let Nicole start the show, give her about 15 minutes, and I'm going to come in, Miss Day, because before the girls spill my tea that I'm in jail, Miss Day, I'm going to spill it to them. Everybody read down that it was so tacky of me to take and be in jail and do the show, but I had to do the show, Miss Day. It's only best to spill your own tea before somebody else spill it, Miss Day. So I did it, honey, and I did the show, and I was live from Central Booking at 100 Central Street, and I did the motherfucking show for 2 hours, honey.
Wow.
The trade wanted to get up on the phone. The trade had to wait, honey, because I had to do my show for my community.
And Kelly, you remember several times we had the girl from Baltimore that used to call the show from jail.
Oh, yes, Brandy Ibisu used to call in from jail. When she was in jail, she used to call into the show.
Wow. There was a lot of times when Kelly didn't care where she was at, no matter what, and if she was stuck in traffic or a train was running late or something, she still contacted me and stated she wanted to get on the show. She didn't care where she was at. She was just not trying to miss a beat at all.
Yes, baby. I couldn't miss it for my girls, baby. I remember I flew in from fucking L.A., honey. I flew in from L.A., got on the fucking train. The train got stuck in between 86th Street and 96th Street on the A train, and it was showtime, and I was stuck in the train station, bitch. I got out the train, came upstairs, and got in the cab, honey, and did the show from the cab until I got home to switch to my house phone. Bitch, I had to do the show for my girls. I can't let my girls down, honey.
So I have a couple of questions. Can I get a recap from Nicole to Rodney and Kelly about a lot of shit that's been going on in the ballroom?
Well, let me start, honey. First, what's been going on? Shannon.
Hold on. I can ask the questions because you know you ain't.
Yeah, she wanna ask questions, and we will respond. All right,
yeah, just
tell.
Go ahead.
All right, so what's the tea with Shannon?
Well, Shannon called around and told Kool-Aid and Nicole that they was out the house this thing. And then my sister Nicole said, bitch, I never signed into a contract where somebody can kick me out this thing. And so her and Kool-Aid is still in the house of Karn. I don't know about Shannon, but what I do know is that she was stripped of her overall mother position. And I don't know if she's still a Karn or what she is, but she's no longer overall mother Karn. How you doing?
So are we going to find out the real tea with her at Tiana's ball coming up?
Nicole. I mean, like I told y'all, I don't go back and forth as far as dress and all that type of stuff. I don't know if she's the mother, that's fine. If she isn't, that's okay, too. You know, I'm not into that. I'm just worried about and being where I'm at. I'm secure. I'm okay. Lord, I thank you. That's all I'm at. I don't know.
Oh, and the next highlight was the day of the iCar ball, I got locked up. I had to spend $5,000 to get out of jail. Ashley came to the ball this day, and they had the function this day. Miss Ashley ran away with the Mizrahi $1,000 coin this day, didn't pay us our coins this day, and we haven't seen our coins till today this day. But like I tell all the girls when they say, well, Ashley's right over there, why you don't ask her about the coins? Like I tell them, Ashley's a Garcian woman, honey, and God would handle Ashley in due time, and she will have to repent for God for doing the things that she has done to the girls. That's what happened in the month of January. Ronnie and Nicole, what's some tea, honey? I know you got some tea, honey.
I can't remember all the recap. Rodney is the one that knows it all. He brings on his paper. You know about the whole group and all of that that was going on, you know, them trying to make the from Tony and Andre and Stewart and all them going ahead and making the rule book and making the ballroom date place where people just can't have balls and stuff like that. That was a big, 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 big thing.
And Jasmine, that's one of my issues with that whole thing.
Well, let's talk, Tom. Let's talk about that.
Well, I mean, I've already stated my position on it earlier. I just think it's a small group of people that want to control everything. It's just that simple. I don't think that it has anything to do with making the ballroom seem better or improving it. Because if that was the case,
someone got that TV on.
I don't know what that is.
And his phone is messed up. Ain't nobody got Kelly. No, I'm
Kelly.
Right here. What are you talking about?
That had time. You said that the
I just don't believe that, you know, that has anything to do with this rule book or whatever it is. I haven't even read it, but I don't think it has anything to do with making the scene better. I think it's a small group of people that want to control things. Because if people were really concerned about making the scene better, they wouldn't be encouraging their kids to get high, to have unprotected sex, to you know, to steal shit, to fly all over the country on black market tickets and shit like that.
Oh,
so, I mean, to me, that's what you do to make the scene better. You know, making up these ridiculous rules, that don't do shit as far as I'm concerned.
So there's a rule book that's out there?
Apparently so. I've never seen it or read it, so I'm not sure, but I've heard it.
It was started. But it never got finished because of the opinions like Tom's. So...
What I believe is, you know, one thing that I feel about everything is that the ballroom is definitely, and to me, and I said it months ago when I was on here before, and I'm saying it now, the ballroom is in a state of emergency, and people need to, everybody's panicking. So I understand what you're saying, Tom, and, you know, partially agree with some of it, but, I mean, you really can't knock someone. They're trying to do something. Maybe they're not going in the right direction or whatever, but at least half of them or some of them are trying to do something. They're making an attempt, and they're not doing it for themselves, for their own pocket, for their own name, for their own house. They're doing it for, you know, they're trying to do it for a reason and trying to make a change. And just maybe it's just not going in the right direction, or maybe it's not going according to the way they plan it.
It's not going in the right direction, Jasmine, because, and no shade, Tom, the opinion like Tom. Everybody feels like when somebody decides to take a step, oh, who she thinks she is, why she want to do it, why you ain't do it, why nobody else ain't said nothing, why nobody else ain't got no damn rehab center for kids to go to, why nobody else didn't do anything. So when somebody takes the time to do something, instead of we applauding them and say however it works, you know, at least they try, we all criticize and read, and in general, we all do it, and this is why we never go nowhere.
Well, you know, I just would like to say to that, you know, I'm not necessarily I'm glad for any type of improvement, however small it may be.
you know, and one of the reasons why I left the scene and stopped even participating in this, because my opinion is my opinion and it's not going to change. And so rather than me stand in the way with my negative opinion, if that's what it is, and you know, my cynical, you know, nature about this whole thing, I just step back and let y'all do what y'all do. And if y'all, if it gets better, great. I'm happy for it. If it don't, then, you know, I'm not a part of it no more. So, it, you know, whatever. That's kind of how I feel about it, you know. But, I mean, I applaud anybody who's actually sincerely doing something that's trying to improve the condition of, you know, the people who participate in the scene. Because it's not about improving the scene. It's about the people who participate in the scene. And if people are doing that with genuine intentions, then great. I'm happy for them. But I just have to. Happens to be a little bit less than other people.
Well, like he said, he Tony brought up that he doesn't, you know, that the problems that are happening as far as people getting deemed and stuff is not coming from that committee, is coming from the commentators. How do you guys feel about that? Is that true or not true?
Well, I thought it was interesting that Tony even called in, seeing as how his name was never mentioned. And, you know, that says a lot in and of itself. But a lot of the problem was with the commentators, and now that the committee has formed to deem status, it has moved from the commentators to the committee. That's my take on it.
Well, I know that when I think Tony personally, Tony is a wonderful person, and I think that he has a lot of, you know, plans, and he has a lot of ideas, and he's trying to pursue them and trying to make a change. We all need to make this change.
Yes, he very well may be a wonderful person, and honestly, I don't really know Tony to say whether he is or isn't. And it's not a personal attack on him or anybody else personally, because, you know, truthfully, how well do you really know some of these people? You know what I'm saying? Some of them you know, but then others of them you don't. And I don't really know him like that to make a personal a judgment about his personal, you know, character. You know, but based on some of the things that I've seen in general, I would question a lot of the actions from a lot of people.
Well, you know, Tom, but the rule book started way after you've been left the scene for other reasons and other different things that were going on. And the rule book was also built to help those situations that you currently have went through or things that you may have felt so that they wouldn't happen. But what this ends up happening is nobody knows how to stop and humble themselves. Everyone thinks that everyone is taking control. My personal opinion thing, I believe, Jasmine, as far as that commentating, and this is my own personal opinion, is that commentators should be the one who deemed and then bring it to the icons. Why do I say that? It's because they're there everywhere. They're on the floor everywhere. They are commentating these people. They are here through most of these people's careers. If anybody know anything, would be the commentator. So I think that instead of them taking over that job, that's what made it so shady, because the commentators felt some type of way because they were there. They watched how many trophies this person got, and they watched how many states this person went to, and then the icons just come over and say, well, no, they can't to make deem them. But I think that the commentators should be the one to pick and choose the demon and then bring it to them as, you know, and then they work
together. Well, hold on,
because then I have to disagree. I have to disagree a little bit because there is some people at the commentators.
You ain't
got to
disagree a little bit, honey, because you need to disagree a lot,
because
I disagree 100%.
Because you got some people at the commentators made legendary that haven't done shit in the boardroom scene mistake, and the only thing they do is run around here and promote motherfucking balls mistake.
But the same thing
can
be said about that panel.
All right, well, then that is a general statement about the commentators that we currently have. But let's talk like business, Jasmine. If there is a person who is let's do Mike, a news anchor, okay, or somebody who's in the field that would know really what how many times this person walked, how many
you are 100% right. You
now, I understand y'all saying that if they're doing it, you know, and there's other personal issues or unfairness. I'm not talking about the bad side. I'm talking about the wonderful side, the side that nobody else can see. Because it's just too, it's too good to be like that. It's too good to make it that wonderful. Like, that's understanding. If Jack goes to Miami and Jack is in Florida and then Jack is in Chicago and then Jack is in Seattle, he can tell me that Jasmine been here, Jasmine been there, Jasmine been there, what she wore, what's her category, what's this? Now, when it's taken above that contest and it's going out for other different reasons, then I'll be quiet. But I just think that that would be my opinion as in a, you know, a right.
But
a
you know what?
Quote.
You know, you're right, because those people happen to be at all the balls and you actually see what's happening. So you are right. I do agree, because they are visibly seeing everything. Visually seeing everything. But Because of who they are, fuck it. Because of who they are, I mean, you can't give them that power. Bottom
wow.
line, they have history, you know, and that power should not be given to them. So I disagree with, you know, as far as them two are, you know, any of the commentators are concerned, because it comes into a favoritism thing. That's how I believe in it. What I would do as a business person, coming from a business aspect,
uh-huh.
I would delegate the responsibility of someone either in each region, or, you know, it used to be easy when Tom and Andre used to be able to travel and record all the DVD, you know, record each and every ball at one time, because then those type of DVDs can be given to a committee to actually visibly see who the people are that are competing or so-and-so. But the bottom line is that's not happening anymore, so maybe each region should be dedicated. I mean, you know, someone should be, you know, given the responsibility of record keeper or something of each of these balls, each of these wins, you know, and that's their responsibility.
Okay, so Andre, Andre sits on the panel. So, Andre, how do you feel about everything that's going on?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, well, truthfully, I don't like a lot of it that goes on. I don't like a lot of things that, and the only one I might really notice, I mean, all three of y'all should know a little bit, because I talk to all of y'all, even, you know, I speak to just certain people about the whole issue. When it comes to all of this, I don't agree, but I'm one of them to agree to disagree, meaning if majority of whoever feels one way, I'm just going to go with them, but I don't like a lot of it. I feel like a lot of it is just stupid to me. Like half of the shit that Tom just said, I agree with half of it, you know, because we never had, first of all, who could stop somebody from having a ball? You can't stop nobody from doing certain things. I don't care. That's how the world goes. Everybody is not going to agree, period, when it comes to a lot of different things. If I want to give a ball and I'm Stuart, bitch, Stuart ain't calling nobody. Stuart is not worried about no one dates. And, you know, and that goes for a lot of icons, which might be Jack, which might be, you know, a lot of people, because they put history in this game. So that's what it, and then people be thinking, oh, okay, no, it's shade, so that's why they don't want to sit here and put their date on a calendar. No, it's not shade. They're just not used to that, one. Two, they're icons, and they did 20 years or more in this game. So they just feel that, okay, I know what's going on around me, so I'm going to do this date. And if y'all like it, don't come. If you don't like it, don't come. If you like it, come. And that's just how, that's one of the situations where I don't agree with certain things. A lot of it, I feel that even with Selvin and Jack, and if they are at every ball, I do feel that they should have some kind of input, because they do see these kids everywhere. I'm not saying they should be less input, but I think they should have an input with this, because at the end of the day, they would see him before we would see him. But I feel that other icons need an input too, so it won't be favoritism, so it won't be shade. So, you know, I see a lot of it different ways, because I'm in the middle of icons and new generation, period.
Okay, hold on, y'all. We got a caller. 347-365, the live one day on the anniversary show.
Hey, what up? I'm just calling to wish y'all happy anniversary. This is Toy Boy Wonder out the chat room. And I just, you know, had to call in and say happy anniversary because I am who I am. I'm not just a screen name in a chat room. So I love y'all to death. Y'all keep me motivated for real. And happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Later.
Okay, go ahead, y'all.
Hello?
Hello?
Everybody just gets so quiet.
I'm sorry, I was
This is a hot topic, period. When it comes to this, why Oscar is so much of a hot topic? Because anything you say out of your mouth, you're going to be judged the wrong way for it. And that's the example when it comes to Andre. Because if I'm on his side or Andre, I should say, if I don't say something, the new generation is getting at me. You know, it's just sad when it comes to the ballroom is like it is.
Well,
child, honey.
Well, I'm not smoking, so you're getting the regular for yourself because I'm not smoking the regular. Because if I want
to. Hold on. Rodney, you there, Rodney?
Hello.
Rodney, you there?
Huh?
You hear me?
All right, so you're getting it back for you.
Rodney?
Hello?
Yeah, you there, Rodney. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I had, like, two instances I was discussing about that, about the rule book and the things like that. I think the commentators should have input, but like we did, like, a while back we did with Rucker, I'm always a stickler for this. The icons and legends of the particular category that the commentator feels that person should be legendary, they should come together to speak on. Just say, Nicole is calling up for legendary realness. So Selvin said, yes, I want to call Nicole out for legendary realness. All the legends and icons of realness, he could, you know, not all of them, the active ones that are out there and seeing Nicole do her thing in a city that someone might not go to. You know, they confer and discuss it and everything, and then she can get the tally from the legends and the other icons of what they think about Nicole before Selvin introduces her to the world as legendary Nicole. Y'all feel where I'm coming from?
I think that's pretty much what I was thinking. Like, I didn't say that they should have, no. First of all, you have the leader. So you have Andre, and I'm very adamant, you know, about Andre and Tony. I'm like, really, you know, I talk to Andre all the time, and I saw him, I just think is tired that he steps back and he just allows it, because Andre was the icon that we grew up to. So, and with that being said, hold on, oh no. With that being said, I think that the commentators, they may be places Andre wasn't, but I don't think that they should have the overall say, Jasmine, Rodney, only. I don't think, like,
oh, yeah, I understand that.
I just think that if they have it, we're all really close and we all speak to each other. So there's no reason for it not to be able to pick up the phone, email, Yahoo, or something, you know. So just pick it up, throw it out to Andre. Andre passes it out and throw it out. Before you know it, the next big ball, the person will go and get, yeah.
The other issue or the topic was at the balls that Tony, you know, I was asking about it, the judging and walking. Now, that was like a big one, judging the ball and walking the ball. Because just say I get into the ball, I walk the first half, and a Khan was on the panel or Mugler was on the panel, and they voted against me, and I lost. So I'm coming up to judge the second half. So Khan, Mugler, get ready. And that was the element where we discussed, like, you shouldn't do it because it's a lot of give back, a lot of animosity, a lot of, vengeance that's going to go on doing that. So I kind of, like, agree with that. And I have been, like, stipulate of that when I go out of town to all the balls. I have been at the forefront of that rule myself.
That's one of the rules that I think is just kind of on the crazy side, because whether you're walking the ball or not, you know what I'm saying, or judging or not, if you walk a category and somebody votes over you or chops you, I mean, you don't have to come back and judge to get back at the house.
No, I understand that, too.
Sure, a house
but I'm just saying this,
on the panel.
Just a little part of stop. So you get into the ball for free. You judge the ball. You walk the ball. Whatever, you might win. The category is $500. They want you to judge. So you get into the ball for free. You walk the category. It's $500. And then you're going to go judge. And you're just doing a lot. And, you know, I feel like that's like, you know, it's like a multitude of things that are in it.
But again,
not just the get back part, but I'm including all of that in it. But that's just a part of it that I just discussed first that happens. But also, you know, saying if you're coming to someone's ball, if you're going to walk and you're going to win, then you should, you know, you should pay your money. You're not, you know, having a ball for free where you get in free, you win the 500, then you judge, and, you know, free cocktails, free every, you know, saying it's like.
But you know what,
with
Rodney?
Celebrities,
no,
but hey.
no shade, Rodney. That's all well and fine if it's the Rodney Milan ball. But how do you tell another ball promoter who they can have on their panel? I mean, to me, that just don't make sense.
I kind of agree with that, too, man. I mean, I go, just like I said, I'll go with everybody if that's what they want. But to me, is I don't give a
right,
fuck. If I put somebody on the list, they on the list. I'm not going to be thinking, oh, well, I just they can't get in free or they can't walk. Or, and I'm not the type, if I lose, I'm going to take it out on your house. Grow the fuck up as human beings. Come on now. Let it go. This is the problem now. Why is people sitting here judging, period, if they're going to be pity for Pat and got to serve everybody that comes out if their day is not happy?
Right. That's what I said. They shouldn't be judged. Andre, we both have been through many balls where we've come to walk because we, the category, our category is five, mine's 500, yours 1,000, whatever. We've came to the ball to walk. We've paid our money to get in, but the people, when they see our faces in the building, would like to have some figureheads or some celebrity status to go with their ball and ask us to judge.
Yes, work.
They do that. They, you know,
well, I think that is so late, bitch, that if you see me in your ball, bitch, saying I don't pay $30 to get in your ball, and I'm sitting around having cocktails, having an E-pill, or whatever I'm doing with my girlfriends, bitch, and you call me on the judge and say, if I pay $30, bitch, give me back my fucking $30.
They might give you your $30 back, but as many of times, like he said, I don't. I'm one of them icons that come to have fun. I don't like sitting on a panel all the time. Now I do because of my house half of the time, but sometimes I'm not the type to walk every ball. But it is sad though that if I did want to walk something, I can't because I have to either judge or walk. That's period. It's not my fault that I'm who I am because of me walking for 20 years. So. If they're giving me status, meaning I can get in free and I can walk the second half or I can judge or whatever, that's because I paved my way.
Right.
I don't like that rule. I'm sorry. I mean, I went to the Evisu ball last year thinking I'm going to enjoy the ball, relax, you know, help the house out with whatever they need, getting dressed or what have you. And I ended up on the panel at the Evisu ball because the person in my house that was supposed to judge, they were walking the ball, and then they abruptly got told, oh, you can't be on the panel. So I get thrown up there, and then, you know, my whole night is off because I couldn't chill and relax and enjoy the ball like I had planned. I mean, that just, it don't make sense to me. I'm sorry.
I go with it because of the stupidity of the other kids, because I do see the point where a lot of these fucking legends and statements and icons of these statuses get on these panels and serve the other girls, period. So, yeah, if they did walk, pity for Pat, that's what they do. They get on a panel and wait to serve everybody. But even though they still could serve you at the next ball, too, but that's what they do.
I mean, I think the rules are, you know, in spirit, I think this is a great idea. But, I mean, let's not put the horse before the cart, you know what I'm saying, or however that saying goes. You know, if y'all want to make up some rules, make some rules that really matter, that really count. You know what I'm saying?
Who's to say it matters, though, Tom? Your rule that you have,
well,
you might
think it's... Well, it should matter if you have an 18-year-old kid in your house that's going back and forth to jail or is getting hooked on coke. That should matter to you.
Okay. I wonder what happens on the 6th when it's for $5,000, the house that weighs the most. So that means... is the same rules? You can't walk in, judge, and is the house that wins the most trophies? I don't know.
I think the ball promoters are going to come on and give the stipulations of their ball.
Who's having that ball?
Hold on, I'm changing the batteries. I'm changing the batteries to my mouse. Hold on, I'm going to get that ball promoter on.
No,
hold on.
if you're sitting here battling and you want your house to do the best for, you know, to try to win this money, period, you need all your top members, but then you got to watch it because you don't know who's going to be on the panel because top members are usually somebody that could be on the panel, too.
Thank you. Right. Thank you.
You're back on the air, Tayana.
I'm here.
Well, I was just going to work on next weekend because if it's $5,000 for the house with the most points, you want all your top members to be on the floor. And a lot of the top members in the house are definitely legends and icons, and you want them to out there to play. So how is this going to work next weekend?
Well, I already spoke with my house father, Rodney, and I spoke with Tony. All three of us was on the phone, and I asked him, how would that go? And he said, well, with that, it was pretty much up to me. And I did decide to, you know, let everyone walk and judge at the same time because, like you said, everyone, you know, they still want you want your top people on the floor. So if Andre do come for the Mrs. or they come for the Mrs., most definitely, because Jack will be on the mic, it will be either you two or you know, on the panel. So... And then Andre can still walk and judge at the same thing, yes. Well, not the same thing, but in the same night, yes.
So they'll be able to walk and judge the same ball, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. And that, to me, that just makes sense. It just makes good sense.
You know what? It makes sense to me, too, and it should stay that way. But what don't make sense to me is how we can just change rules around because it's 5,000.
Well, but see, here's the thing, though, and this is what I was saying earlier. Why does Tayana have to call somebody on the East Coast to ask how she should be having her ball?
Whether it's East Coast, West Coast, or what time, we're trying to make it one ballroom scene.
I understand that.
That's when the division comes now, because people throw that in there.
Okay, and see, this is one of the reasons why I'm not really active in the scene no more, because I'm just not with that. Because what the Midwest does may not work in the East Coast. And what the East Coast does may not work in the Midwest. So the whole idea sounds good in theory to have one set of rules, but one set of rules don't apply in any type of entity that you're in.
But we always
we can't have one set of rules because then it's a contradiction to everything everybody's saying because that means the East Coast don't work like that, the Midwest don't work like that, the Down South like that don't work like that. Ballroom is ballroom. I personally think from New York City, if Andre lived in New York City, he has the title, stock, however you want to call it, as a business aspect in the West Coast. Why? Because ballroom is what he helped create. So it's ballroom, period, whether it's West Coast. What does that mean?
But
he
knows
what
Nicole.
I mean.
But, Nicole, what you fail to see, and I get what you're saying, but ballroom is ballroom. But everything evolves. So is
right.
Life.
I understand that.
So
everything evolves without structure and rules, the time.
No. Some things you're going to always have a core set of values that just do not change. For instance, you got to get 10s. Like, that is something that has always been from the beginning to now. It's not
right.
Like you come out and walk a ball and, you know, you just come on up and you can compete without having to get scored. That's a core set, a core value that has not changed. But some things go away, some things stay, some things
Tom, I can interject on you on that because realness with a twist. They come out with their effects on already. They're not getting 10s. They're going straight into the battle. So there are exceptions already to that rule.
Well, and you know how I feel about Rumors with a Twist. I don't like the category. I definitely don't like the boys coming out in their effects without having to get 10s for realness. But if that's what they're doing now, then I have to roll with it, even if I don't like it. That if that's what's the accepted practice in the scene now, then cool, let's go with that.
Well, I think personally, like I told, I think first of all, in order to, like Jasmine said, that it's in a state of emergency, like New York City is, and like I told Andre, I think it's unfair for him to step out in a state of emergency, regardless of how much they threaten, how much food there is, because there has to be somebody that stands for something. It doesn't matter who stands against them; it has to be somebody that stands for something. And if you see it that way, that's what you stand for, and God knows your heart. And
And if it's coming from the heart, then everything will eventually work out fine. So with the people opinion of this one doing this and this one that, if your heart is in the right place and you know why you're doing it, it's going to work out fine. It'll work out fine because you don't have bad intentions and your motives is not, you know, underhanded and, you know, deceitful. And that's what a lot of things is walked in. So we're not going to name her legend because she slept with my ex-date. And now she goes with this one. Or we're not going to name this one legend because she didn't like me and I liked him, so he didn't want to have me. Oh, he chopped my child. What does that have to do with his qualifications and experience? So as long as we have things like that going on, then we're always going to be at the table and everybody's always going to feel some type of way. Tom, to me, you look like you just threw your hands up. And me, on the other hand, I'm wishing, like, no, it got to be a way. It can't happen like this. Well, you just sound like you're like, you know what, this is just not working out, and you just threw your hands up with it. And that's the way Andre seems to get the spirit. Like, I'm just over
it. You know what? But you know what, Nicole? And part, you're right to a certain extent. I did kind of throw my hands up because of all of the drama. I got sick of it. And then the other part of it was I was just ready to move on with my life. I mean, I had other changes in my personal life going on that were more important to me. And that's no disrespect to the scene because I still like it. It's still fun. I still like to go to balls here and there to certain events. But, I mean, it was not something that was, you know, I was dedicated to 100% that consumed me. So when it was time to go, when I knew it was time to go, it was easy for me to say, all right, I'm out. You know what I'm saying? And move on to the next phase of my life. That's just a part of growth. But a part of the, you know, part of me deciding to do that was all the drama and the BS and the violence and the this and the that. And I just got tired of dealing with it.
Kelly.
Yes. Yes, darling.
This is the first. You ready?
The first what?
This is the first. I'm about to say it. You ready?
Yes.
Can we get some extra time?
What is... Oh, shit. Yes, I usually say it again. Oh, my God. That he had done.
It's 30 minutes because I got something to say. So give me a couple of minutes.
Okay. Oh God,
Jasmine. Before you kick off your sounds like you're about to give a really important speech here, and I got to be here for that. I was supposed to be off this line 30 minutes ago, but in regards to, is Andre still on?
Yeah.
Okay, but in regards to the whole status thing, I can only speak for myself when it comes to that because I know, you know, I know my issue more than other people's issue with the whole status thing because, you know, it had truly gagged me when I got to the Atlanta Awards Ball. Wasn't planning to walk the ball. Went ahead and walked just to play with the kids, with the, you know, for the sneaker versus sneaker category, a category which I helped to innovate and start, and I was placed in a line with the statements. And I was standing there like, okay, they really are trying it. But at the same time, I was thinking, you know, should I get upset? What should I do? And I was like, I mean, for real, Rodney, I had to think about it. And I was like, why would I get upset about something like this that's so trivial and really not that important in the grand scheme of things?
Maybe,
but, I mean, when you're really
–
What's that?
I said, baby, because you're not a statement.
I mean, clearly, I just don't see how I would end up in a category, in a line for statements. I mean, it didn't make sense to me. You're talking about a person who has given untold contributions to the scene, who has not only, you know what I'm saying, been a DVD producer, but has walked a category and won, and then not just one category. And here I am, you know what I'm saying, being just totally disrespected. So it was like, these people are really trying it. And it just reminded me of why I left the scene.
Well.
I don't think you can do any extra time, Kelly, without having everybody hang up and call back in. But it's I don't know if y'all want to continue. It's not really that important. It can be something that's saved for next week, unless not everybody else wants to speak.
to.
I think we can save it for next week, honey, because.
Kelly, what's on the agenda for the weekend?
I think we can save it for next week because everybody's going to have to hang back up and call back in. And that's just going to be too much to go through and everything tonight, honey. Maybe. And y'all girls know I normally here on Wednesday. I'm supposed to be laid up, honey, in the bed with my husband eating empanadas.
Well,
my
real quick, let me state this. Come next week, the show is going to be given in kind of going a new direction, new promotional material. You know, Facebook page, Twitter accounts, and all that stuff will be updated. And you know, a new show lineup come that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. All that information will be on Facebook. That will be your new hotspot for finding out all the information about Tenza Chops. I do want to say to Kelly and everyone that's been a part of the show, you know, thanks and, you know, congratulations for, you know, this show being here a whole nother year. Thank you, Tom, for opening the door to this and just giving people that outlet to be able to listen to the show and have something to do in the evening, recapping the balls that they haven't been able to go to, being a part of the ball community no matter where they're at. You know, they can be all the way down in, you know, Canada, up in Canada somewhere, but still able to listen to the show and know what was happening last night at some ball in North Carolina like they were there. That's what the show was all about. No matter if it was tea and gossip being spilled, the recap of who won what and who slept with who and the rest of that stuff, it still made people feel that they were a part of it, and they continue to be a part of it, you know, just by listening to it. So that's what the show is all about. That's why I played a major part in it and keeping it flowing and going. And I give big kudos to Kelly for keeping the show, you know, going the way she does, even with her little slip-ups and, you know, all that stuff. Everybody knows Kelly's name, and everybody listens to her, and, you know, a lot of people are now kissing her ass and trying to be her friends and stuff and inviting her to all these balls so she don't read or they can get some type of publicity, you know, that next night or before the ball and stuff. But, you know, that's just the way it is. That's all about being popular. But, you know, I just want to say thank you to everybody that listened. And me and Kelly are going to work on some stuff for the next year. And that will start going into effect as soon as this upcoming Monday. So that's pretty much it. And I'll be back on Monday to talk about some of the new stuff. And also to continue with what I had to say, Nicole, you brought up a major good topic about people throwing their hands up. And I think that should be something that we talk about because a lot of people that have done so much in this community for the ballroom, within the ballroom, really are getting to that point of throwing their hands up, including myself. And that's why I've been on a break. But, you know, the question is, what do you do? Do you continue or do you do something to change it? So that's what I want people to think about. And then we can touch up on that next week. So everybody, good night and have a good weekend. And I'll let you guys finish up.
Okay, everybody say good night, honey. We out of here.
Good night, Blog Talk, and happy anniversary.
Good night from Tom and serve the kids.
Good night, it's Andre. Happy anniversary. See y'all soon. Bye-bye.
Ooh. Well, good night, everybody, and I'll see you back here Monday. Bye.
Happy anniversary.
Like I tell you, every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night, whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you definitely do you go into, please make sure you do practice safe sex. The life you save will be your own. And I'll see y'all back here Monday night with my legendary sister, Jasmine Couture, honey, and Rodney Milan, and Nicole Icon, honey. Thank you. Jasmine, take it away, honey. Nicole Carr, sorry. Jasmine, take it away, honey.
I said good night. You take it away.
Oh, Okay, I'll see y'all back here, honey. Let's take it out with some Rihanna, honey. S&M. Bye, girl. See you Monday.
Nah, come on.